Do you have a comment or question for DottoTech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. DottoTech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
I think it's been about 6 years since I actually had a landline in my house. I don't mind having a phone, but I don't see the point in having a landline anymore. And there is a new service, fairly new service in Canada, called NetTalk. Joining me online now is Phil Lynn. He is the Director of Business Development here in Canada. How are you doing, Phil?
Hey, great, Steve.
Glad to have you on board here. Phil, talk to us about NetTalk. It's a fairly new entry into the voice over IP marketplace in Canada.
You're absolutely right. In Canada, we would appear to be fairly new. I mean, we've actually been on the retail shelves since last summer. But NetTalk's been around for over 4 years, and we've been doing a lot of things in the U.S. and a lot of business-to-business things. And the retail products that we've developed have been tested throughout that whole period. So we took our time to make sure that we did it right when we came out.
Well, you certainly have a very simple and elegant-looking product. Now, for listeners who aren't aware of VoIP or just have their eyes have glazed over whenever it's been presented to them in the past, essentially, it's using your internet, your high-speed internet connection in your home to supply you with all of your voice your voice telephone. What happens is there's a small device, and it's really small now, and it just plugs into your router, and then your phone plugs into it, and you can plug your cordless phone or your landline phone into it, and it basically acts as an interface between your phone and the internet and allows you to use the internet connection to make phone calls. So you can make phone calls to other people on other VoIP devices, like another NetTalk device, or more importantly, you can phone people on traditional POTS landline, plain old telephone service landline, and they can call you with your local area code and number all intact. Did I explain it right?
You did great. And the only thing I could probably just add is that, you know, we've been hearing for years that everything's coming through the internet, and we're streaming videos and everything, so it only makes sense that something like voice should have always been available. But now we've got the right item that is really user-friendly for consumers.
And price and all those sorts of things are all a great factor, but there has been one challenge that the voice over IP people have had, and that's dealing with emergency services and 911, because that's tied to a physical location. How do you guys deal with that?
Well, basically what you have when you sign up with NetTalk, you put in the location that you are going to be at, that you want to have 911 services respond to. So if you're in Calgary and you have to go on holiday somewhere to Toronto, you would just make that change, and as soon as you would input it, we would have all the 911 services go to wherever you are.
So does that tie directly into the 911 system so that they know the address that that phone is registered to right away?
That's a great question, and the answer is yes, because when you input your location on the for your 911 response, that will be exactly where they go.
Okay, that really overcomes one of the biggest hurdles that there was for voice over IP, because it wasn't, for the longest time they were struggling trying to figure out exactly how to tie it into the emergency service system.
We've been very, very successful with that. A lot of that was old technology and old concerns. And like I said, we've taken a long time to make sure we did it right.
Good. Now, you mentioned the fact that if you're going to be in Toronto and Calgary with the phone, that's one of the real beauties of voice over IP from my perspective. And for people like snowbirds, you have your landline number, which you can then access through your VoIP account. But if you're going down for 3 or 4 months to Phoenix or to Florida, you can just take that device with you, plug it into your internet connection when you're on the road, and it acts as though it's your local phone number at that point there. If your friends and family phone you, it's a local call in Calgary. It's still a local call for them when they call you, but you're in Phoenix and your phone rings through. I think that's sensational.
It's one of the greatest benefits of what the internet has given to us with the voice technology. We like to call it sort of like you're taking your telephone passport with you. Wherever you travel, you're taking your telephone with you, and you're able to make calls back to North America for free, and your family's able to call you wherever you are in the world for free on that local number.
Now, talk to me about how much it costs.
Well, you know, the cost is $59.95 for the device itself, which includes 1 year of service. So the great thing about this is, for $59.95, you get a new phone line, you get a Canadian phone number of your choice, you get a full-featured service package, which gives you voicemail, call display, call waiting, everything that you'd ever want, and then on top of that, you get a year of free calling to North America from anywhere in the world.
So that's Canada and U.S., all free calling. It's $60 for the first year. And then when you renew at the end of the year, how much is that?
It gets even better. It goes down to $40.
Okay, well, that's good. So basically $20 for the device at that point there. Now, is it primarily a personal phone offering, or are businesses getting on the bandwagon as well?
Well, we've had a great response from everybody who's looking to save some money. So initially it was primarily made for consumers, for snowbirds, for college students who are going away, for people who traveled for business. But we're getting requests from people who've got maybe customer service representatives,
yeah.
You know, or a small business. He's got 10, he or she's got 10 people across the province, and they're calling in all the time. Give them this device, and it all of a sudden makes it much easier for them to service their customers and save money for the company.
Yeah, so you could. So if you did have a series of offices across the country, and you put one of these in each of your office, it's a free call to each other at any time over NetTalk. Plus, you get the benefit of having local numbers in each market. That's pretty cool.
That's right. So I mean, we're expanding our service as we grow. I mean, you know, offices may need more sophisticated services down the road, but for consumers and for maybe somebody with small business, it's a great item.
Now, you have a smartphone app. Tell me about that.
Actually, the smartphone app has been a huge hit for us because it basically allows anybody with a smartphone, Android, Apple, BlackBerry, to download this app, which is for free. And it allows that individual to make free outgoing calls to North America.
And is that is that if I already have a NetTalk account already set up, or is that outside of the, do I not need to get the device?
You don't need to have the device. It was something that we made available to consumers to get familiar with NetTalk. And I'll be honest with you, it has been the number one downloaded social networking app this year, well, for the last year, for the second half, and already for this year, outpacing Twitter and Facebook, because it basically gave consumers a free outgoing North American phone line.
So it's not for incoming calls, but for outgoing calls, and I can call landlines with this.
You can call landlines and mobile. There's no limitations.
So that's where we'll mention the Skype word now, which I'm sure you'd probably prefer we didn't. But you have to pay for that ability if you use Skype. Skype does computer to computer for free. But if I want to call a landline, then I have to get in and subscribe for a monthly fee to Skype to do that. So that's a super service.
We've done a lot of research, and we've really tried to look at, you know, what it is that consumers want, and how do we make it easy? How do we give them the confidence to understand that this technology that's been talked about for a long, long time is really now really here to be used and is consumer friendly? That's why we made the retail pack the way it is. That's why we've got a 7-day-a-week call center for consumers if they have any sort of questions. That's why we've tried to make it a simple format that somebody can basically purchase, and within 5 minutes of getting it, they can have a new phone line ready to go.
Super. So the website is NetTalk, NetTalk.ca. It's available at all the major retailers in Canada. And good, I'm going to hit you up. You're going to give me one to give away to one of our listeners?
Well, Steve, I think one's not going to be good enough, because I know your listeners are very, very sophisticated, and I think we should be at least two, and
okay,
probably talk a little more.
Well, we'll start with two. And Art's saying, why did I? Art uses it. Art, our erstwhile producer, does use it. You use it when you're traveling down to California, didn't you, Art?
Well, I use the app.
Okay, use the app, the smartphone app. Oh,
yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
Perfect. There we go. Thanks so much. It's Phil Lynn from NetTalk. NetTalk.ca is the website. Check it out. And we'll be back with more of Dottotech in just a few minutes.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.